What I'm getting from people in Michigan is absolute panic. I don't necessarily mean irrational, but the word on the street is that Gretchen Whitmer met with Joe Biden and he basically told her, this is the word on the street. I can't find any news articles to collaborate this. But the word is that he gave her an offer that she's got to crush Michigan and bring Michigan down so that Michigan is dependent on government money. Now, I don't believe it can work. I've been over here in Asia where seminary teachers were saying that Chinese shame culture, I described it yesterday, it's a Confucianism. When everyone believes everything you say as a leader, you never learn how to properly be wrong. It's like skateboarding or snowboarding. You've got to learn to fall down the correct way, learning how to fall down. Okay. So as a leader, if you've never been wrong, once you're proven wrong, you'll self-destruct and go on this self-destructive, you know, mental breakdown and go crazy and nobody will like you anymore. I've been told that was going to remain normal and that could never change. It should change, but it can't change. God's unhappy with it, but God is incapable of making it work. And no matter what we do, we are wrong to try to tell people to follow what God wants. And this is coming from the most conservative Bible teachers. It was constant. I had people, Americans, like American-born Chinese, American-born Taiwanese in Taiwan, who had been crushed and beaten by this culture, telling me that it's wrong, more than one, telling me that the culture is wrong, but that I'm wrong to try to confront it. And I must agree with what they are doing. And it is wrong, but I have to go along with it. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe it. And now, as I explained yesterday, it's changing. What couldn't stop is stopping. I say couldn't stop in quotes. See, I live in the world of tomorrow, and I know how life works. When God says something is bad, he's not stupid. Bad things, quote unquote, bad things don't endure. The things that God deems to be bad are simply things that will not last. So if people are doing something that God says is bad, then I know it's not going to last. This is a very easy equation. It's not rocket science. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Okay, someone goes out and commits adultery. Guess what? Their life is going to fall apart. This isn't hard. So I hear this stuff about Biden supposedly telling Gretchen Whitmer that she needs to crush Michigan so that Michigan will like the Democrats. Now, that's not going to work. It's going to backfire. People don't like to be crushed. And too often we get this idea that okay, they have a plan to make everybody hate them as the way of making everyone love them. And by making everyone hate them, everyone's going to love them. And that's their plan, so that's going to happen. It's a stupid plan that Biden and Whitmer supposedly have. It's going to backfire. So I hear that Biden is trying to work with Whitmer to destroy Michigan. And I know that this sounds kind of strange, but part of me is happy that they're going so far that they're going to destroy themselves. She is succeeding in destroying herself. The destruction that Gretchen Whitmer is doing to Michigan is nothing compared to the destruction that she's doing to the Democratic Party. And being crazy, they think that they're helping the Democratic Party. Just like some people in Michigan think that the destruction is helping Michigan. So just because someone's crazy doesn't mean that their crazy ideas are going to come true. So the biggest problem we can have right now is fear. We do not want fear. I've talked about the problem of fear in the past. Do not fear what Democrats are trying to do. Stand up and stop it. Now, I don't know. I'm not sure what to think. I know how to handle all this. Train the militia. Put police officers on notice that obeying certain orders within government could be a constitutional violation. I was just following orders. That's what the Nazis said at the Nuremberg trials, the World War II Nazi trials in Nuremberg. I was just following orders from my Führer. That's not going to let you off the hook. Your orders are to uphold the Constitution. The one thing that everyone in America agreed on once. The one thing that united us. Police officers must obey that first, and apparently they need a reminder. It doesn't matter who's doing what. I get disturbed when I see police officers talking about these, they call them sovereign citizens. What the heck? They quote the Constitution to do stuff. Yeah, the Constitution. Does quoting the Constitution make someone crazy? Because if it does, that makes every police officer crazy, because every police officer must swear to uphold the Constitution. So they're crazy too, hmm? Every single officer of every level of government must uphold the Constitution of the United States. And you, not even a soldier in the military, may obey a direct order if it goes against the Constitution. Not even a soldier on the field. So we've got to send people a reminder of that and tell them how this works. The Constitution is not a mean, horrible thing. People say wearing a mask is good. Okay. Obeying the Constitution is like a mask that protects us from the virus of tyranny. The Constitution, it was the one thing that united us. How could that be bad? The Constitution is what Lincoln used to end slavery. The slavery was so bad, it was still here. And Lincoln came along and used this Constitution to end slavery. How could the Constitution possibly be bad? How? When evil men have evil, self-destructive plots, do not fear. We need to remind people about the unity the Constitution brought us, the power that the Constitution had to end slavery with Lincoln. And we need to train the militia. That's part of the Constitution. Everyone who graduates from high school should be trained as a soldier. Everyone. The right to carry guns is part of the same sentence, the same idea, the same complete thought as the right to be trained as a soldier. Americans must be trained as soldiers, carry guns. It's together. And we've been doing half versus none. And that's why I don't like the National Rifle Association, because they don't do the training militia part. They just, you can't take our guns. You know, that's it. That's it. That's all the NRA does. Biggest wimps and losers. Why did anyone trust them for guns? NRA has been the most destructive force against guns because they've misrepresented it. They've wanted guns without the militia training. At most, well, we need militia, but, yep, mm-hmm, but. No, we need militia and gun training. Militia training and gun ownership. And the militia, it should not be handled by just individual people. It needs to be done by the state. It should be a high school class. Now, if the government isn't doing the training, then someone else has to do the Constitution's job. Maybe police officers. There we go. Police officers should go out and uphold the Constitution by training soldiers. That's what we need. There we go. See you tomorrow.